The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you might be. Happy to be here. I thought I'd hop on just a few minutes early and say hello. I saw in the chat some of you said welcome to me, so thank you very much. It's nice to read that. This first day of September, what happened to the summer? Well, those of us that are here in California or in the Bay Area, at least, know that we're actually having summer now. It's been quite warm, maybe the warmest it's been this whole year. Very nice. Those of you that are saying good morning to me. Good morning to you, too. Oh, great. What a pleasure it is to practice in community. Like, what a difference it makes, right? Even though we're not speaking to one another directly, this chat box. Anusha, I see you, right? Good morning. My first time joining. Welcome, welcome. And welcome to everybody. This is your first time. And welcome to all those people who aren't on chat, right? All those people that are watching but aren't putting things in the chat box, which is perfectly fine and probably what I would be doing. I'm often one of those people who's not putting in here, but it's lovely to see them all. And I love the weather reports. Maybe I'll get started here and just a moment here. Hey. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello, if you're out there in the future sometime. This week, I'd like to offer something that's maybe a little bit different than what I've done in the past or what's sometimes done here on the 7 a.m.s. Recognize it's not 7 a.m. for everybody, but for those of us on the left coast of this continent, it's 7 a.m. And that is what I'm calling Buddhism Beyond the Lists. And to be sure, I love the lists. I'm one of these people that really like the lists. Four Noble Truths, five hindrances, five faculties, seven factors of awakening, eightfold path, 12 steps of dependent origination, and on, right? There's all these lists. But sometimes it can be really helpful to look at things from a bigger perspective, perhaps, or to add on or flesh out or provide some context to all these lists. And to be sure, right, so much of the Buddha's teachings include more than just lists, of course, of course. So this week, I'll be bringing in different elements of practice that are beyond the lists. Okay, so for our guided meditation, I'm doing a big exhale as I settle in. Maybe you'd like to do the same. And is there a way you can find your way into stillness? Invite yourself into stillness. For some people, maybe there's been already some activity today. Can you allow stillness to arrive? Most of us will probably be sitting, not everybody. And if you're sitting with your back that's resting against the back of a chair, the back of the couch, whatever it might be, can you let your back and your seat sink into that support? Feel the support. For those of you who are sitting with your back free and upright, like I'm doing now, check that you're balanced. Be like the mast of a ship. Be rocking side to side, back and forth, just a tiny bit, just to find that place of balance. Allowing the spine to be upright. And for the arms to just hang. In this way, there's uprightness and ease. This can be in the lap, in the thighs, whatever feels comfortable. Moment, tuning into the soundscape. What are the sounds? without straining, just opening tuning into the sounds and the environment. For me, I'm hearing birds chirping. It's bringing a little bit of delight. Refrigerator running. Whatever it might be. Into awareness of the body, again tuning into where we feel supported, the contact of the body, the sitting surface. Feeling the pressure against the body. In the belly, be relaxed and soft. Is there a way that the chest can be unarmored? Just open a tiny bit more with the shoulders moving back. Just a tiny, this is such a small movement. Shoulders. Relaxed, away from the ears. The jaw relaxed. Maybe moving the lower jaw down just a tiny bit. Let it be slack. What would it be like to allow awareness to inhabit the sensations of breathing? Feeling the body move as it breathes. Way into deeper meditation is through letting go, releasing, that body releasing tension. The mind releasing expectations. Allowing the experience of breathing be imbued with awareness. Recognizing that the mind likes to think. Can we honor and appreciate that? And orient towards the sensations of breathing. We could say that the name of the game, so to speak, of practice is being present for whatever is arising. Not checked out. Not rehashing or rehearsing past or the future. But inhabiting. This experience, Thank you. Thank you for your practice. I'm not going to ring a bell this week as part of ending. Lovely to practice together.